Israeli hostage held under Red Cross offices while Red Cross failed to visit. By Joel B. Polak on January 31, 2025. A freed Israeli hostage told Israel's Channel 12 that he had once been held for 12 hours beneath a Red Cross office in Gaza and feared that he would be executed, while the Red Cross failed to visit any of the hostages held in Gaza. The Times of Israel reported, emphasis added. Freed hostage Gadi Moses has told family members that he was held alone for his entire time in captivity, Channel 12 reports. He and hostage Arbel Yehoud, who were freed together on Thursday, met each other only a few days before release. At some points he feared he would be executed. In one instance, he was held in a hot pickup truck for 12 hours under Red Cross offices in Gaza. Though he thought he was being released, he was only being moved. Moses described the chaotic handover to the Red Cross on Thursday as moments of mortal fear, and said he worried that he and Arbel Yehoud would be lynched by the mob around them. Israel has criticized the Red Cross for failing to visit the hostages, despite international law requiring such visits, and has also criticized the Red Cross for participating in Hamas propaganda spectacles during hostage handovers. The Red Cross claimed in 2023, "We can only take humanitarian action when the authorities in a given area give us the permission." Another freed hostage, Emily Damari, said that she had been held for some time in the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, UNRWA, facility. Israel banned UNRWA this week and has accused the agency of complicity with terror. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.